Whether it's for work or play, we rely on home internet so much these days. Being connected and staying connected has never been more important. So if you want reliable internet brought to you at speed, switch to Aussie Broadband. It only takes a few minutes to sign up, and their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Find out more at aussiebroadband.com.au. T's and C's apply.
Cobram Estate is the most awarded Australian extra virgin olive oil. Let it be the hero when entertaining family and friends. Cobram Estate extra virgin olive oil is fresh and full of flavour. Perfect for roasting, frying, baking, dressing salads and for dipping bread. Make your food taste even better with a little help from Cobram Estate. Premium quality, great tasting and a versatile healthy alternative. Buy in store at all major retailers.
Clubby Sports.
Yes, welcome back to Dylan Friends, ladies and gentlemen. My goodness gracious me, what a day, ladies and gentlemen. What a day. Kieran Nolan, welcome to you.
Dylan, thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Well, I've got a lot to talk to you about today, that's for sure, buddy.
It was the best day of my life. I had a baby 5 weeks ago. This is rivaling it, mate.
Mate, so. We're giddy at the moment.
Oh, super giddy.
Shawnee, how are you?
I'm well, mate. Pretty nice to come back on one of these after last week, but I think the tides have changed.
Oh, yeah.
We've
moved on from the coffee debacle, and we're at Adelaide now. We're at Liv.
Live from the Sofitel.
Mate, it feels like I'm genuinely like 12 years old again. Anyway, we're getting to that. Sexy Chill, how are you, my boy?
Dylan, very sore shoulders.
Oh, yeah, he's been...
carrying the team.
Look, there's a lot there. He's been almost carrying the team too much. At the moment, because we've had some legalities that I'll have to run you guys through.
Not a run for no reward, do you?
Mate, no. Geez, he was getting into fights with caddies. He was getting into... I've had messages from Liv Golf saying, can you hold back on the photos? This guy's gone fucking crazy.
I think Will has white line fever.
Oh, mate.
But in a way that's like getting the job done. Oh, it's mate. Just a...
The one thing he said when he came to work with us is he is... an executor.
And today
he executed. They almost executed the fucking other players from the other team, but it was fantastic. Now, guys, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming live from Adelaide. Not live, but recorded from Adelaide. We're in the hotel room. We've just, had an incredible day. For those that don't know, we are at Liv Adelaide, Liv Golf. We're at the Liv Golf comp in Adelaide. And it's been an incredible sort of start to our trip. We got in yesterday, played in the Pro-Am this morning. We've got the welcome event that we've got to get to tonight. So we're getting this pod done and we're heading over. Then Friday, tomorrow, we're playing golf at Royal Adelaide. Then we're going to do some podcasts with some other content creators. We're doing Ian Poulter, Lee Westwood.
Correct.
Lee Westwood. We'll hopefully get a few more. Obviously, tee it up here as well with Shawnee and Q. So a bit of a collab podcast. We're just sort of fucking around doing heaps of bits and pieces. But we have had an unbelievable start to the trip today, and then we got the next sort of 3 or 4 days all together, and it's just very funny.
I love how you said we. We're just carrying your bags,
right? I technically did carry the bag today, but I embrace being a caddy.
I appreciate you guys, though. Like, today was an incredible day, and I must admit, I did get to do the bulk of the really fun things, but you guys are so fucking helpful, so I do really appreciate all that genuinely, and you were so happy for everything and just to be a part of it as well, so thank you.
You're welcome. Absolutely. How was the caddying, by the way?
Caddying was fantastic.
Okay.
Too serious. Shawnee on the
too
bag.
Too serious.
No.
I went into mode.
We were there, bro. We were there to win.
What happened there?
I think we came.
Very impressive.
Yeah, we came. We shot as a team 17 under or something, or 16 under.
16, but should have been 17.
Should have been 17. Yeah, it's a bit weird.
You haven't even spoken about who you played with yet, Dylan.
No, we haven't, mate. There's so much to get through, and that's why I feel like we're jumping around. But
the ambassador.
We'll set up the day. So basically, we were playing with Bernie Vince, Adelaide Crow, and Melbourne Great, and then another guy, Stephen Woolley, who works for, I think it was a sales director at Channel 7.
Yeah, correct.
Myself, and then our first teammate was
Sebastian Munoz,
who was from Colombia. Very cool guy. Team Talk.
Yep. And, extremely friendly guy.
Yeah, such a good dude. And we played the first nine with him at Grange, obviously composite course, which means the best of north and west, or east and west.
East you mainly played with him.
Yeah, right, there you go. Yep. But how cool is it seeing him hit the ball?
Oh, mate, the noise they make, and like as a golfer, like there's a different noise between a pro and an amateur. Like they just crunch the ball, it's deep, like it just comes off the cum face so hot.
It is a different noise between a pro and a pro.
Yes.
Like you have your pros on the Aussie tour and they're like very good players, but then you get these guys top of the world. it is different game.
Question on this, and I was just thinking this before. What is the lowest paid person on the LIV Tour?
I think the minimum someone's made this year in terms of winnings is $4 million minimum in the first five events.
Minimum in terms of...
Oh, if you come dead last?
Yeah.
$120K.
But the lowest earner this year is, I think, $4 million. They've
so,
got
yeah,
US.
So, they've like finished, you know, maybe 10th and 15th and like... So, they've earned $4
That's
million.
The lowest earner. It's $4 million.
Good on them. It's a bloody good life for them. And like, even I was chatting to Munez about it. I was like, mate, what are you doing? He's like, oh, they're going to Philippines next week and then going somewhere else. And he goes, I've got all of June off or July off and we're just going to chill out and stuff and spend time with the family.
Yeah, the sentiment from all of them was all about how they get to spend more time at home and the lifestyle choice. I was walking past the practice green on the way back in earlier and I was listening to two caddies. I was chipping with 60 degrees on the practice green. And I heard one of them goes, all right, $400. They're paying $400.
The caddies are betting. That's awesome.
I'm like, well, you guys are flying.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, cool. Because caddies get a percentage of earnings.
They do. Right? Normally 10%.
Varying where they finish on the field, I guess.
But a lot of them are on a retainer, so like a weekly wage, and then they'll get a percentage of the win. Good on. So, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
They do really well.
Yeah, so it's, it was unbelievable that first nine. Do we want to talk about?
Yeah, I'll set it up.
Talk about
set it up.
I'll set it up. So
set it up.
Fifth hole.
I know it pretty well. Okay. I didn't miss much behind the lens.
Deal did not miss anything.
Deal put one right. Wasn't a bad hybrid, but
no. It was actually a good shot, but I just fucking hit it so well.
Didn't find the fairway.
Probably even preface it like for all the golfers, like super tight course, super tight fairways. Everything was running super fast when it actually got to the ground.
No, but it was one of those courses that was rattling today is like depth perception. Like I was like, oh, that's 300 meters away, but you'd hit it and you're like, oh fuck, I didn't think I could hit it there. And it was only like not that fast.
Bernie Vince hit a pretty nice 3-wood to the corner, which the group took and would have been 130 in.
Yeah.
130 in.
No, but remember
I think it was like 119 or something.
Yeah, a bit less.
But remember it was blocked out by the tree?
Either way.
Yeah, yeah.
Deal stepped up and just thinned this thing through the green.
No.
It was a 9-iron.
No, it was my hybrid, remember?
Because we had to go around the tree.
We couldn't get it up. So I actually did. I played my hybrid. I tapped it off my back foot. Kept it low. It was actually very nice, but just hit it nearly too well.
Sorry, you thinned a few, so I was just mistaken.
that was the other 17 holes.
So, anyway, it's gone straight through the green.
Hey, if you want to talk about it, speak true to the fucking the hole. Right,
we'll get
mate.
There. Okay. Right? So anyway, we've got to the back of the green, and you know, we weren't thinking much of the position you're in.
You weren't.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was reading the bad boy. I was on the ground.
Sean and I were
that.
Never out of it.
So yeah. Was it 50 foot?
60.
60.
Seven. Good 75.
Yeah.
It was a long way.
It was a long way. And it was also like, from like a...
The video doesn't even do it justice.
No, because...
If you have 100 goes of that, you're not making it.
Especially the part is like, when you're getting nerdy about golf, like you had to hit that with enough speed to get it up, and then you had to have enough speed where it slowed down coming down the hill.
I remember 10 like he planned it.
Well, we did plan it.
We did. We
talked through that bad boy.
Good ones as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, it got better and better and better and then dropped for a net one.
Mate,
So net one meaning, obviously, I had two shots on the hole, so this is going to be hard if people don't understand golf, but... my handicap, I was playing off 20 on the day. So it was the third hardest hole. And I, had 2 points on it, but I hit it as a net, like a birdie, which was a 4-point hole.
So yeah, three under for the hole. Yeah, so we went from like 5 under to 8 under, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it changed. Yeah, I think it swung the momentum of the entire day. Like I turned around, like jumped over that rope. We just had a
and
massive
energy.
Hug.
Not just momentum.
Yeah, well, I felt that.
But what about how cool it was playing with Torque? Team because they're like, would you say they're the Spanish team?
Colombian
like,
Spanish. So they've got Joaquim Neiman who won the Australian Open last year. They've got Mitu Pereira. If anyone's watched Full Swing, he's been on that a couple of years ago. Then they've got obviously Sebastian and Carlos Ortiz, who's a very good player, won a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, pretty cool bunch of blokes. They're all really close mates as well.
Yeah,
and
talking
early
about
20s.
Colombia and South American traveling, and that was sick. They're like, next time we come down, we'll, you know, go to Melbourne and have a beer and take them to the footy or something too. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, we turned at the corner and we're going well, say goodbye to Munez, and then we met up with the one and only
the big dog.
TJ.
2020 Masters champion.
What a day, you were giddy. Like everyone was
dude,
giddy.
So giddy.
So like for people who don't know, Will's taking this job so seriously, he's trying
just
to
check the levels.
Yet. Just fucking leave it, mate. Okay.
So I was listening.
And DJ Khaled over here.
What's wrong with it?
was waiting for enough time. It said 8.38, so I was thinking, is it 8 minutes left? But it's actually 8.5 hours.
Yeah, we should be right for the 8 hours, I reckon.
Fuck me, imagine if this ran out at 8:38.
Mate, I can talk about DJ for 8 hours.
Oh, me and you, but we just go back to
car. DJ, I've walked up and shook his caddy's hand, who's his brother. He's almost crushed my hand.
Yeah.
They're both this great presence.
Yeah, that was so cool and hanging out with them. But my highlight, there was many highlights of the day. But my highlight of the day is like we're after the game. We'll go back and talk through with DJ. But my highlight is I'm chatting with Q and he's just, you know, it made my day seeing how happy he was.
I was very thankful to you for having me.
And he's
firstly.
Just like borderline crying. And I go, mate, like, what's like the best part of your day? He goes, oh, man. Standing next to Dustin Johnson and he farted on me.
Not on you.
And he looked at me and he went, and I was like, it was fucking awesome.
Q's gone so red.
He's just like, what is wrong with you? Well, better golf nuffy do. I've walked up to this boy. He's been my favourite player for a long time. And then
he farted on you.
For him to be so comfortable to just release
in your,
next
in your
to
presence,
me.
He thought,
within
yeah,
30 centimetres of me, I was like, that is so cool.
Didn't know DJ said something to you as well, didn't he?
He just like gave a cheeky grin and walked off.
It's a deal with that one, champ.
No, I've got that forever.
He cupcaked him.
Oh, I wish. I've got that forever now.
It was the best, but the part where he goes, oh, and he's just looking at me like, oh, it was awesome.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so we meet DJ, he's a presence. What else happened with DJ? He was a good dude.
He went about 3 over on the back.
Nah, but he was just...
He wasn't...
So Munez was just doing his thing, right? He was flushing him. He was like 2 or 3 under or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas DJ, you could tell he was out there just playing multiple balls, having a hit around. And also, like, what I noticed he was doing was, like, this is very intricate as well, but the pin placements were in the middle of the green for the pro-am, so it was easy. Like, every hole was middle of the green. And he kept hitting it like top left, top right, short left, short right or whatever. And I was like, geez, he's really... Like, I'm striping him better than this bloke. But what I'm realising early, I was like, he's actually just doing that, practising for the different days.
Yeah.
And he's hitting it like...
I'm not sure. I think he's just missing it.
No.
He did hit a few from random spots. And he also would like putt on a different section of the green.
Yeah.
Like the pin could be there, you know, second, third round.
It was really cool.
To give him an idea.
I think he's got the putting here. So he had 5 putters brought out from his team throughout the round.
That was interesting.
He just kept swapping them. So.
You know, what's another interesting one? Did anyone notice his bottom hand, the thumb didn't touch the club? So,
he had the white tape on his thumb too.
So he reckons, well, he doesn't reckon this, apparently this happened. He was at the Beverly Hills Hotel a couple of weeks ago and went to like lean into the fridge to get a drink out and something fell when he went to grab it. And it was like, it was a glass bottle with a lid on it and it cut him. And he's got this massive 2 cuts on his thumb.
Did he tell you that today?
Yeah, I was pretty close with him. Anyway, he showed us the cut. And he can't grip the bottom of the club.
Shit.
Oh. Because, yeah, I mean, when he shook our hands, it was very soft.
That's crazy.
Which is maybe why, like, obviously he didn't want to hurt his thumb.
Nah, so he's like, I was like, how is it? He's like, oh, I'm out here. I was like, oh, fuck.
Was it pre-Masters? Because that explains a bit.
Or maybe.
No, it was pre-Masters.
Well, he gassed it at the Masters, so it explains a fair bit.
It's not the first time he's fallen over the Masters.
Now,
there's the inside scoop.
Just on
Scoop McClure.
Back to, I actually think Will's got a new nickname. He could be nicknamed Scoop.
Scoop.
The way he was
Scoop.
Following the players around today. Like
Mitch Cleary had a job for him.
Mate, it was it is a compliment. It is nothing but a compliment to himself. Will is an executor. He takes all these things so fucking like
he's in the zone and whatever's around him is irrelevant.
Sorry, just
I love
to set
it.
This as well, right? I like had obviously, you know, Q, Sean, Will, we're all there. Sean's caddying. Kieran's just fucking making out with everyone. I'm not sure what he was doing.
smelling farts
and just chatting with every Tom, Dick and Harry. And Will was following around the pros that, like, because we're getting content, right? There was a point where DJ had his swing coach there and his swing coach would sit behind, right behind Dustin.
Claude Harmon for
time.
The golf nerds out there. He's probably one of the best golf coaches in the world.
Yeah, and Will's nearly getting into fights with him. And this guy, like, kept moving and Will was, like, looking at him and going, mate, I'm trying to get fucking content for our shit.
Will was like, we have a vlog.
Yeah, we have a vlog. Anyway, I get a message from Liv, like, the chick, our good friend Maddie.
Legend.
I'll have to double check this alright with her to put this in. But she goes, this was like after we've been playing for a little bit with them and I could sense like we were just taking too much time and I was like, oh, let's just leave back on the content. And it's like, hey, Dill, there's been a bit of a mix-up on approvals for filming DJ. Can we pull back of any content shot of him? Sorry, annoying, I know. I've just been alerted. Hope all is good.
Who do you think the alert came from? Well, Antonio? Know. Do you think it was maybe...
No, wouldn't have been Antonio.
No, I think the issue was that we spoke about collabing some stuff. I mean, this is out of context, but anyway, I'll roll with it. And then they...
Will's the ultimate businessman, and he was like... It was very good what he was doing.
Well, you need Will to get some business cards.
Yeah.
He'd be handing those bad boys out. Like,
no, I got one of the numbers. Anyway, I think they thought we were going to post something without their approval.
No, we were never going to do that.
Oh, no.
Well, it's good that they said that we weren't. But anyway, it was very, very funny. And he was a bloodhound. Jeez, he was a bloodhound.
He was.
Phenomenal. It was impressive. You were best on today.
Cheers, man.
No, it was good. But yeah, it was pretty cool to get up and close and personal with Deej, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So I mean, another golf nuffy, but like, geez, it was cool. Like, I reckon I don't feel starstruck overly often, but that was pretty epic standing next to him, just chatting it up.
Floated around.
Yep.
But like, I didn't smell his fart, but like, just in general of being like, that close to him. Like, we were like, by the end, genuinely like chatting, high-fiving, reading the putts. Like, there's even that one part where we were off the green and he's like, you hit a shot and it was like half decent. And he's like, yeah, man. And you're like, thanks. Like, it was just unreal.
Yeah.
So generous with their time for everyone as well.
Yeah.
Like everyone, not just the guys playing. Like, he spoke to all of us. So
Yeah,
pretty cool.
His brother's a ripper. Oh, caddy. Yeah.
What a life he lives.
Well, when are we going to try and nearly get him out?
Well, he said, he's like, we're obviously playing Royal Adelaide tomorrow morning. He's like, fuck. I was like, you want to join? He's like, I'd love to. He's like, DJ, get someone to carry the bag tomorrow. He's like, you're working.
I did. He say you're working.
That's
thousands of Aussies trust Aussie Broadband to keep them connected to the world, even when they're on the go. Because as well as reliable home internet, Aussie Broadband also offers flexible mobile plans with super generous data allowances and no lock-in contracts. Their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help you make the switch. It only takes a few minutes. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Search Aussie Broadband Mobile to find out more. T's and C's apply.
But what are they doing tomorrow?
Practice rounds.
Yeah.
That'd be like the private practice round, right?
Yeah, they go pretty hard tomorrow. Like, they really fine-tune.
Yeah, and where would they change up the pins and all that sort of stuff?
Well, what they typically do is they get a pin sheet. So, that's where the flag is for everyone for each 3 days. And then they'll just go and put like a marker, say, a T-peg in there. And that's why they'll chip there and all those different spots. They'll just keep going, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, it was so fascinating. Yeah. So fascinating.
Another interesting one for the golf nuffies, his brother, who's the caddy, was talking about how much faster the course was last year and how... But within a day, they can, you know, take some water out of it and it really gets faster. He was saying how
it was a bit wet, wasn't it, today?
Yeah, he thought like it was a bit slow today, but he said by Friday.
I also sense that.
Yeah.
That's by design. They just sort of water them, and then they'll let it bake from tomorrow onwards. And they're Sunday over.
Got a curator here as well. How good.
Mm. Yeah. No, well, I've golf, mate.
One little embarrassing, well, there's many embarrassing parts today, but when we're doing the DJ, like 1v1, and I hooked one. Like, I'm not joking. Like,
it was kind of back to the party hole.
I've never hooked one. Like, I've hit some bad shots in my life, but I've never hit a ball that left. Like, I drew it like it was a fucking boomerang. Like, I don't know where it went.
Sideways, head high.
Head high. And
it was funny. I went to look for it and I was like, oh, like, in my mind, I'm like, I know we've got a certain amount of golf balls in this bag. And we had lots, by the way, but
we
had a couple I know you didn't want to use. So I'm like, still trying to get those more greens balls back. And I went looking for it and the guy's like, no, mate, that's way back there.
Yeah, they were loving it. The boys, he was pissing himself with we obviously got some really cool content that we'll be able to share. But yeah, that was fucking hilarious. He loved it and had a good gag, but that was very, very funny.
Great day.
Yeah, pinch me moment to be walking around with DJ.
It was up, I'd say it was up there with one of the best days I've ever had. Cool to share that with you guys.
Yeah, no, very grateful, very cool. And even just the hospitality afterwards, the food that came around nonstop.
If you're listening to this and you are considering coming to live in Adelaide, do it.
It's a no-brainer.
It is going to be unbelievable.
It's cool. And even like, obviously, you know, spoke to some players today.
Yeah.
They all,
bloodhound.
They all said it's the coolest tournament, saying. And they've obviously, last year was nuts. And apparently, they've let in double the amount of people this year. And they all obviously knew these facts. They're like, it's just
infrastructure wild. Through the roof from last year. You'd know. You went last year. But just walking in, like the stand that's there behind the driving range and things.
Well, there's a bit of unknown last year. And now this year, they've gone, all right, Adelaide, get behind things. Let's go.
We got to get to the community and ask them what we'll get rid of Tex as a nickname. I reckon it's time to move on.
Big
scoop. By the way, we haven't even told everyone yet. The day before, we did two fucking awesome podcasts.
Amazing.
Our Tex got the text.
The text.
on the pod.
In the same room.
Tex was a great pod. And then before that, Alex Carey.
Yeah, that was
a crazy story.
That's a good one.
Alex Carey was
just so down to earth,
really,
humble.
Really, really good.
That's an amazing sports story.
Yeah. Right.
Resilience.
Okay, question. And we won't answer, but we'll just say question. How long do you think it was between him, like his transition from AFL to
cricket,
test cricket, how long do you think that was?
No, like, so professional cricket.
Professional cricket, like,
was it 2 years?
Do you reckon he sort of like went straight back in?
No, I reckon he played probably like club cricket and then worked his way back up. But like within a 2 year period, back playing for a state.
Well, we'll just tell you, it was probably like 5 or 6.
Five, mate, like, without
crazy.
Without reenacting the story, he played a year of hard wicket cricket. Like,
mate, he worked in a call centre for Westpac.
He played hard wicket cricket for Marin with his brother between playing first class cricket. Like, it's actually,
and now he's staggered. The fucking wicket keeper for Australia.
Yeah, amazing.
And like crazy. Appreciates every day he's in the job.
Very,
like,
very cool. And we spoke about the Bairstow incident, obviously, too, which
is
worth listening to. So yeah, tonight we're going to the open party. Then tomorrow we're playing Royal Adelaide. Then we're doing the pods with the guys. We're doing some more content. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're obviously going to be at the golf. And yeah.
Hell of a week. I got a new nickname, by the way, from Tex.
What's yours?
Well, Tex gave me a new nickname.
Strawn.
Strawn.
He thought his name was Strawn.
He's like, does he always mumble?
Strawny. Big Strawny.
Did I mumble?
Not at all.
No, Brian.
I was like, I'm Sean. He goes, oh, Strawn.
So we got fart breath over here. We've got Strawny. And then we've got to work out Will's new nickname.
Double
I reckon
scoop.
It's either like Scoop or Bloodhound or like something like that.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
I don't like horse for you.
Nah, it doesn't suit you.
I like horse for you.
Nah, it doesn't suit you.
You like farts.
Yeah.
Just DJs.
DJs, farts. Fuck me. That was great. Yeah. Guys, if you're listening to this and you're enjoying it, go and check out the Tee It Up podcast as well with Sean and the Fart Sniffer as well. Absolutely.
Actually, we listened to the Leishman episode on the way over.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, don't get me started on Leishman.
Well, boys, I ran into him on the way out before. And I was getting around DJ.
Q and I had a day together last Friday. And
it was 15th trip to Cathedral for the year.
I know. I'm actually a bit embarrassed of how lucky I've been this last couple of weeks. And I don't want to be... it's been very lucky. Very, very lucky.
You work hard for it, mate.
So I don't want to be gloating about that at all. But it was very, very funny. And we were driving up and... Q loves golfers, as you like. He likes DJ's farts, right? So he's probably maybe favourite Australian golfer is Mark Leishman. And you know how I bag you about Tex?
Yep.
This bloke, I swear to God, I had a fucking aneurysm from the amount of times he mentioned Mark Leishman. Like, he goes, oh, Leishman did this, Leishman did that. And we went to the Cathedral Open just to watch, obviously, a while ago.
Don't remember this, Sean?
I do.
Remember this? There's a
this
video.
Is worse than Coffee
No,
Gate.
There's a video of it too. And we're just sitting there, like, sort of cool. We're with, like, some, you know, a bit of a cool crew. Leishman just hit this awesome shot. And you hear Q from behind going, go, Mark. Like, and I'm like, what was... I'm like, please don't fucking do that.
Well, now I know what it's like to have fabrication.
Like, there we go, do brother. Not do that. He goes, God. Go, Mark. I was like, oh. Oh,
you know what
God.
I learned from last week, Q? Don't deny. Roll with it.
Yeah.
Stand your ground.
Well, mate, that's true, isn't it?
Shot leash on your mark up the rippers was my...
Yeah, but it was worse.
A bit more high pitched.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, I was happy with his shot.
Oh, shit. Anyway, guys, we've got to go because we've got to go.
We do.
But we'll check back in the next little bit. We should maybe do a little update after... We're doing the pods tomorrow, so
we're
maybe
doing the
update after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Huru Gurus, IllyXX, thanks so much. And yeah, genuinely appreciate it because this... What we're doing right now would not be possible without the people listening to the show. So, genuinely means the world, and we are forever grateful for all the love and support. And we are, yeah, we know that it wouldn't happen without you guys. So, thank you. And we'll report back in. See you, Fart Sniffer. See you, Strawny. And goodbye to the Bloodhound.
Thanks,
come
on,
let's get it.
Come and say hello to the Snake Eyes this week on course.
Yeah, come say good day to us.
You actually did get someone to
the
couple
of Snake Eyes today.
Yeah.
Which was,
we actually had a fair crew of the ground staff getting around us.
Good stuff.
Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Dylan Friends, on TikTok at Dylan Friends. And if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@dylanfriends.com. And we'll chat to you soon, IllyXX. Thank you so much.